Back. Starting square one. Hey guys, sorry about that. I tried to see if it saved and none of it, so we're gonna have to play back. This time, no naming names.
I mean, we can skip that out.
For context, so you don't have to skip this stuff. Basically, what happened was we recorded about half of what we were going to record, and it somehow, I don't know how to explain it.
It's gone.
It just pooped out. It just crapped out on us.
The app glitched.
So, what's funny is that on the app, it just said, "You're done now. Bye."
Yeah.
It said much. You. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play this from the top, and we are live in 3, 2, 1. Welcome, guys, to another season of Team We Tried, last quote-unquote season. We had a lot of skits. We had a lot of things that we did. And just as a quick recap, in case you're new, welcome to how we're going to try things now. We're going to do a lot more skits, obviously, but we're also going to stay true to our name and actually try things. And today's the first episode. Trying something. That being said, if you're new, we're going to do a quick introduction to our members, and then we're going to go straight into it. So starting off with our youngest member, that would be Taco. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Taco, but I'm a mushroom.
Next, we got Miss
Meg.
Hello?
Is it my turn?
Yes, it's your turn. Is that your turn?
That's his turn. Go next. We don't have time.
All right.
No, Mr. Shrimp, go ahead.
Well, hey, it's Mr. Shrimp. Back at it again. I don't have a quippy thing this time because I just want to get into the game.
Next, we got LaRue. Give your quick intro.
Well, you know, last time my intro was so immaculate and amazing. But, I mean, the video is already... It died for a reason, so I think we just gotta go on and move.
Next,
nobody's ever gonna get. What a cut.
Next, hi, I'm Karasu, and for those of you who know me from Kinect or any of our previous recordings, welcome back. It is an honor to be your host. Like I said, today we're going to actually try something and stay true to the name Team We Tried. And we're gonna try something that's based on our childhood. When I say childhood, guys, give me something that you think of.
Milk.
Before you continue, but it's a good thing that we have to record again, because in the last recording we had so many swears.
Yeah, no swearing. That's guys.
True.
So if many. You swear, Daddy Demonetized has a belt this season.
No. If you swear, we should do like
Demonetized.
Anyone who swears has to do something like embarrassing at the end. We'll generate something.
I have something embarrassing
look something up.
Yeah, you got to eat that hot chili pepper, the ghost pepper.
I have a punishment for today.
You have to get one, though, to do that.
You don't have one already?
Obviously. I literally have a drawer solely dedicated to them.
That being said...
It's not a problem, then.
That being said, Taco, you were thinking of milk when I said childhood. What about you, Mr. Shrimp? When I say childhood, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Bugging right now. Hello?
Yeah, you. Next, LaRue. When I say childhood, what do you think of?
Being happy.
And when I think of childhood, I think of going off with my best friend to beat up little kids, steal their money, and let them ruin in crippling depression.
Why did everybody else get one word and you got like a whole paragraph?
Because I'm introducing what we're going to try.
I don't think he said it had to be one word this time.
He did say that.
It had to
be one
did? Word.
Yeah,
my bad.
But I'm introducing what's going on. See, when I think about traveling with my best friend, you're 10 years old. You go to the local professor. You get this empty Pokédex, which they should fill out themselves. Honestly, they're supposed to be experts. Come on now. They give you your starter, and you go off into the world of Pokémon. And instead of doing the usual, this is what my team would be. What's the one most important thing or goal in Pokemon?
Insurance.
Money.
It's not to catch them all.
Insurance.
I was going to say gyms and badges and collecting badges. Because that's how you advance. That's how you get your fame and fortune. You advance and you get badges and you get more trainers to fight.
I actually don't think you get that much money from doing it.
Well, no, but like, unless you beat a gym leader, you can't move on to the next place and get more money.
I mean, if you think about it, right? The only money you're getting is from beating the trainers on the way there.
Yeah.
And when that being said,
they only give you like $50 at most.
And don't forget, you lose half your money that you have.
Oh yeah, oof. I that realized, means, though, wait, there's something, there's a better reason to just randomly leave your house and go on adventures when you're, like, 10 years old for no reason.
Yeah, nobody
says you don't want to listen to quarantine. This is a time where you didn't have to worry about the quarantine. You were 10 years old and you had a freaking
dragon. Yeah, but you know
dragon.
You did have to worry about, you know, you did have to worry about stalking pedophiles. What?
Now I got
to
worry about, listen, man. We still have
to worry about Backstreet Boys, man. Tell me why.
None of that Backstreet Boys nonsense.
That being said, today we're going to try to be gym leaders, and we're going to go youngest to oldest, our usual order.
Damn.
And I'm going to interview you guys as if you were the actual gym leader. Starting off, we're going to Kanto League, and if you are in the Pokemon fan base and you don't know Kanto, go get a freaking childhood. You're a disappointment. Just die. Like,
I mean, that's fucking... the milk out of Kanto for like the past 20 years. If you don't know it, that's such a surprise.
Especially with Gigantamax, Charizard, and then Blastoise and Venusaur coming up with Gigantamaxes. That's coming out in 2 days.
You're two days
for an expansion pass. That includes Kanto starters. So, like,
yep.
Childhood, go get one. That being said, Taco, you decided to be a gym leader in Kanto. Would you like to explain why?
Yeah, only you did, though.
Because it is the first, and I am the first one to say my gym. So there you go.
You didn't know that until like today.
I just thought Kanto was cool. Okay, no, it's nice. Because of my starters, but I'll explain that when I get to my starter. There you go.
Okay, so you're a gym leader, and what type do you specialize in? What type do you specialize in?
Oh, I'm a water type gym leader.
Okay, would you like to explain why you're a water-type gym leader?
So, one day, I was walking through Cerulean City, and I saw a weird-looking person named Misty. I don't know why she's weird-looking, apparently.
Why do you know her
name? I was like, because she was in the gym, and it was there, and I decided from that day forth, I wanted the gym because it had a pool, and I like pools. I waltzed my way in there. I yeeted her into the other end of the pool so she would have to swim.
And I held her under the water until she stopped breathing.
And then I proceed. I'm just going to go with that. And then I proceed.
Until the bubbles stop.
To be fair, you wouldn't be...
And that
be,
is why I am called the... But, no, just kidding.
You wouldn't be the worst gym leader.
And while she had to take all the time to, I don't know, like, not drown... While I threw more obstacles in her way as she went, at the same time, somehow, I remodeled the entire gym to suit my liking, and then I tore down her sign, and then I put up my own sign, which I taped to the gym, which I wrote on a used paper with pencil, because that's all I had on me, apparently.
You're not a gym leader, you're a menace!
And I made her gym my own, and when she tried to do anything about it, I yeeted her back into the pool.
How'd she get out? I thought you held her until the bubble stopped.
Technical difficulties.
Okay.
Flumped it.
Plot line, I don't know.
Okay, so when a 10-year-old goes to your gym, as soon as they ignore the misty corpse that's like floating in the pool, what do they...
Didn't do anything about it. It just stays there.
They don't ignore it. They need it to proceed.
No. There's a little sign saying, if you're going to go through this gym, you better be sure you can win because this could happen to you too, folks.
Yeah. You know what the last person did?
Yo, you make everybody sign a waiver coming in.
God, you know what happened to the last person who challenged me?
That. I don't want to know.
That. She's just floating face down the water.
Okay, that's terrifying. But you said you remodeled the gym. Instead of the usual Cerulean pool where you go around and fight the gym leaders on the little path on the pool, what can they expect?
To drown. No, just kidding. So basically the pool has a bunch of different levels of like depth. in it, but like you can breathe in it because I don't want air bubbles. People and anyone else to end up like Misty. And there's little whirlpools on the. There's a few, maybe like three at most, because I want it to be that hard. On all the levels, three little whirlpools that you have to go down. Well, they can either take you down or up, and basically you're trying to get to where the gym leader is. So you have to figure out which pattern of whirlpools will take you to me.
Okay,
and
so we're
yeah.
Let's say we're playing Aqua Blue version, and that's the version that we're playing for Kanto at the moment.
Okay.
Let's say we're battling you as a gym leader, and you're the last gym leader. Guys, this is important. We're all going to be last gym leaders, depending on so on and so forth. For the idea of Team We Tried, we're trying to be gym leaders, we're trying to be the last gym leaders. So what is? Let's say we get to you with seven badges. You're the last obstacle. What Pokemon are you sending out for the first time that we battle you ever?
Okay, and this... So, I'll start out with Blastoise in my team. The reason is that comes back around to why I picked Kanto. It's because the first Pokemon game I ever played was Leaf Green version, and I picked Squirtle, and I named him Squirts, and there you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Blastoise is the first one in my party, and then Lapras, who was like my second favorite Pokemon in that game also. And then I picked Kingler and Seal just because.
Quick
no
question.
Nostalgia there.
No.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so let's say post-game we beat Lance the champion. Oh, we stop Team Rocket and we decide to go back and challenge all the gym leaders over. It's time for a rematch. What does that rematch look like?
Oh, wait a second. If you beat me the first time... Before we forget again, Rip.
Oh, okay.
You get if you beat me the first time, you get the Typhoon badge, and you get cool. HM Waterfall.
For plot reasons.
For plot.
I'm playing this with plot. I swear.
Yeah. So if you come back to me, and you apparently want another chance to possibly end off like Misty, I have Blastoise still. Lapras still, and then Kingler still, but then Seal has evolved into Dewgong. Oh my goodness! And then I have an Omastar.
Okay. When they fight you in the gym, is there any gimmick? Is there any strategy you use when battling?
Yeah, she drowns the player.
The player has to mash buttons in order to not drown.
Oh no!
You need to have Pokemon that knows Surf in order to win.
Oh no!
Oh man, yes, 100%. You need to be on a Pokemon doing Surf the entire time as the water level rises.
you just see like in the middle of the battle, the second you take out one of her Pokemon, she just comes out instead of the next Pokemon and just says, "You bitch!" and starts choking you.
Wait!
Oh no! That was a swear.
No, right. That's a name for a female dog. You can look that up. That's official.
He's right. You can't demonize that. Now, there's a third team that we're including for this Team We Tried thing, and that's based off of the World Tournament in Black and White 2. So, sis, let's say you have the chance to explore the Pokemon world, maybe catch a few more Pokemon, maybe
we
catch a
all live
and bring your very best team to show that you're the best gym leader. What is your new and improved final team look like?
I still have Blastoise, because, like, duh. I mean, I have Squirtz, and I have Lapras, and I have Dewgong, and now I have new Pokemon. I have Kingdra, who is Water Dragon. I have Dracovish, which I literally just looked up, and I was like, this seems cool.
Another
and
Water
Dragon. I don't even know how to Another use one. Yes, also He's Water busted. Dragon. Oh, I didn't mention it earlier. Most of the ones that I mentioned are all just... pure water, but Omastar is
or water ice
water. Oh yeah, I guess Seal. Yeah, okay, I didn't. Yeah, okay. And then Kyogre, mwahaha.
That's so, the last Pokemon in your party.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Now we're gonna go four generations down to go fight Mr. Shrimp. In this circumstance, you are the final gym leader and we are at Driftblim City.
Ooh.
Our Drift Vale City, my bad. Now, and black and white too. Driftville City is home to the ground type gym. His name escapes me right now.
His name is Clay.
Thank you, Clay. In this case, you replace him as a fighting type. One, why did you choose fighting? And two, how did you replace him as gym leader?
So, fighting mainly came down to this one time that I played a Pokemon ROM, the Gen 3 ROM hack, where it replaced all of the Pokemon with different characters from Dragon Ball Z. And you could catch Krillin and train him up, and he was, the worst Pokemon in the game. and then, you could get,
Wait, what about Yamcha? I'm pretty sure Yamcha
was in there, too, and he's slightly stronger than Krillin.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know it didn't make sense. This was back before Krillin got amped like a MF-er. But you could get Goku or Broly and Frieza and Cell, and you even have movie villains in there,
BoJack.
Yeah, like BoJack.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Being gym leader and replacing Clay.
Janemba.
So Janemba. But how I replaced Clay was so I came in and I was like, hey, I really want to run this gym. And he's like, what? There's a bunch of heavy equipment and machinery in here. How are you going to do that? And so I flexed so hard, it literally ripped off my shirt. And you know what he did? He put his hat on the ground, gave me the keys, and just left. And I've never seen him again.
Actually, no. I've seen him around. He's on an excavation site right now. Yeah, he's doing good.
He's retired.
Exactly.
You guys are murdering gym leaders and taking their gym.
Listen, he's retired.
Jesus.
It was clearly not my fault that Missy couldn't swim in her own gym. What are you talking about?
Of course.
Okay, so they get into the gym, and I'm assuming you also did remodeling.
Yeah, of course.
So what's your gym like?
So basically my gym is full of a bunch of rock puzzles. Because, Clay had a bunch of rocks. I'm fighting Clay. You know how it goes. So basically there's two kinds of puzzles. And there's strength puzzles and weight puzzles. So with strength puzzles, you're basically just moving around blocks so you can get past,
right.
The simple Pokemon stuff. But then the weight puzzles come in where you push rocks in order to tip scales. And you push them sometimes into teleporters so you can get them in the exact right place at the right time.
Because
Pokemon has teleporters for some reason. And then I was thinking about having pushing rocks against ice because I think that'd be an interesting puzzle concept, but that's leaning a little bit too far into the ice type gym. So instead you just punch rocks really, really hard and send them flying across the room.
Okay. So let's say we finally stop all your puzzles, get through. We reach you, we save the game, we heal up our Pokemon. It's time for the gym battle. What's your original team?
So my original team is something simple. It's just Hawlucha, Mien Shao, Conkeldurr, and Emboar. All from Gen 5.
Okay. Now let's say we beat the post game. We come back and it's time for a rematch. How has your team changed?
Alright, so now we're getting a little bit saucy. So we're gonna reach back a little bit more because, there aren't that many more fighting types in Gen 5 that aren't legendary. So we're gonna keep Hawlucha and Conkeldurr, but we're gonna have Lucario, Scrafty, Machamp, and Infernape on the team.
All right, now before we get into your world tournament team, here's one question I have for you.
Yes.
Right now you're a Gen 5 gym leader, right?
Right.
Hawlucha's a Gen 6.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I know.
He said, listen. It's all right. To world. Speaking of world, what's your world tournament gym? I mean, your world tournament team like? Let's say you're going to show that you're the best gym leader. What Pokemon are you bringing on a full team of 6?
Honestly, I can't ask for much more. Although, if I were to have... I was thinking about this for a while, and, one of the other options that I was really thinking of, I wanted to put on a team was Medicham, because, it's Medicham. I don't think I really have to explain that one too much.
If you did?
But if I don't have Medicham,
I would
replace, I don't know, maybe Conkeldurr? No, not Conkeldurr. I'd want to replace, That's hard because I really like this team.
I mean, you don't have to replace it.
So, yeah, I know. But so for my world championship, I would have Lucario, Conkeldurr, Infernape, Machamp, and then since we're busting up legendaries here, we're gonna pull out Terrakion.
Nice. All right, is that all you got?
That's all I got.
No, okay, so now we're going to.
Oh, wait, hold on. I have a gym badge too. Wait a minute, hold on. I have a gym badge.
Oh, okay, so yeah, go ahead.
If you beat me, you get the deep focus badge. And also, whenever you encounter, if you encounter me, I'm gonna say, "Good job making it this far." But now, you're Bunga, and the fight begins, and it's gonna be great.
Wait, but do you give a TM?
Actually, I do. I give So I wanted my gym to be one of the ones where you can go to this gym, like out of order if you really wanted to. And since I know you're gonna need what's it called? Actually, you probably have Surf at this point, and you also probably have Fly, and that'd be really weird. So I just give the one TM and a Dynamic Punch.
Okay.
It's gonna be sick. It's gonna be lit.
Next, we're moving on to Galar, where we're going to face off against the fire type LaRue. And LaRue, why fire?
Why fire? Because the only thing... I haven't played any Pokemon games besides Sword and Shield. And the only Pokemon I really liked... Well, I heard of them. I heard of Pokemon. I seen the show. I liked some of the Pokemon. But I really just like Charizard a lot. And in Sword and Shield, I absolutely adore Cinderace. That's my favorite Pokemon out of all of Gen 8.
Okay. And so how did you go about to acquiring the gym? Right now, we are in... What's the name of the city? Motorsoak. And you replaced Kabu. How did you end up replacing him and becoming the leader?
Well, I just really got to know him on a personal level. And he...
You burned him alive, didn't you?
Listen, let me finish. I got to know him on a personal level. And we became really good friends. And I was like, hey, Kabu, you know what? I feel like you're hitting that age where it's difficult to run a gym. So I think it's good for you to retire. Opal
is running a gym at twice his at Miss Flynn age.
To retire, I told him. And he said, what? No, I can't retire. I'm in the prime of my life. And then I convinced him to retire.
I'm slightly terrified.
And like, if you call him, if he answers, he'll say that he's retired. But if he doesn't, don't call the police. Everything's okay.
So Misty murdered, Clay murdered, Kabu murdered.
What do you mean? Mine actually was.
They're all retired, man. Come on.
Okay. Okay.
I can't act like Misty's retired at all, but the other one,
she's just sleeping face down in the water.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
For like 20 years.
Yeah, who needs to breathe once you become that advanced at your,
look,
you know?
She's so tired that her hair's falling off and her skin's falling off and her eyes are falling out.
Okay, so let's...
This is getting worse the more you talk about it.
I'm going to ask my next question. I'm assuming that there's some type of challenge or puzzle. What is that like?
So my puzzle for my gym is more of a test to see how prepared you are to face my gym. My gym would consist of less Pokemon battles and more just like Pokemon knowledge. You would face like barriers and then you would be asked a question. Something about whatever's related to your Pokemon, right? Like if this Pokemon has whatever, like what type is let's just say Mimikyu. What type is Mimikyu? You would say it's a ghost and fairy type, because I'm looking at it right now. Mimikyu is also one of my favorite Pokemon, but
adorable.
You would just say that you get it right and the barrier like disappears, but if you get it wrong, then it'll eat up the PP for your moves, right? So like the worse prepared you are, the worse off you're gonna be for the fight. And there's no battles in my gym. You would lose the PP for it. You can't leave, but there's no battles, and you can't use items to refill it. Then when you fight me, you have to fight me with any moves that you have left. But like when you lose a question, the PP for that move is gone. You can't use it.
That's terrifying.
Clever.
Yes.
Let's say we make it to you, and somehow we've made it at full health with no problems. That means we got to battle at your best. Now, what's your team look like?
All right. So I meet you. and I'm like, so you've come to die. Just like that fool Kabu, even though he's
I knew
retired.
It.
All right. I'll be taking it easy on people. I'll only run 3 Pokemon because, you know, just in case.
Well, I guess you could if you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your. I won't tell you otherwise.
It's my gym. I guess I can run 4. It doesn't matter. Those 4 Pokemon will be Arcanine, Incineroar, Darmanitan, and Colossal.
Okay.
Yes.
Post game comes around. It's time for the rematch. Have you improved since then?
Well, I definitely got more Pokemon. I'm just gonna add on top of that. I'm gonna add Cinderace and Charizard, but they're gonna be all decked out. They're gonna be max level for no reason.
Okay. And so the world tournament comes about. Has your team changed from rematch to the world tournament?
Dramatically.
All right, let's see it.
Insanely dramatically, right? So as the world tournament comes, I'm no longer a gym leader. I don't have to do that fire type bullshit. Bull stuff.
Taro shit. I'm correct gonna use, yourself.
You, no.
Obviously.
That's not the word you should be correcting.
Fair point.
All right, so I changed it up completely, except Cinderace. He's still in that game. I'm going to run Cinderace, Dracovish, Mimikyu, Eternatus, Zacian, and some other 6 Pokemon I can't think of right now. Maybe Ferrothorn. I like Ferrothorn.
Okay.
Yes. That's going to be like top tier stuff.
Then we go back to Unova, and this is where I take over as the gym leader. And before I introduce myself as gym leader, I just want to say this is one of our best run recordings, if you've heard our stuff before. You can expect our recordings to improve. And if you've listened this far, thank you, as usual, for being one of our listeners. Thank you for making it this far. Well, to be honest, we're doing awesome on time. Guys, we're killing it. And thank you to Team We Tried. Like, we got together, and this is very well done.
I wanted more chaos. Hell yes.
I want to thank people. Can I thank people?
If you sort of
yeah, if you guys want to, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for being our friend.
This is not right.
Man, I wish I got the reference so I can be mad at you.
It's a song. Anyways.
And so back to you, Nova.
No, I meant it, though.
Anyway.
To corrupt the world with devastation. To unite all people within my nation. To denounce the evils of truth and love. To extend my reach to the stars above.
Oh, snap.
My backstory is all of my life I've been a part of Team Rocket. Finally, put myself in the ranks.
He's with Team Rocket. Light him up.
Built and as I built myself in the ranks, I found that it wasn't complete. I needed something more, and that something more was something good for a change. And as I journeyed across the world looking for that something, I became inspired by 2 people in specific. And this is what drove my inspiration for not only being a gym leader, but also inspired my type. Now, if you go into Sinnoh League, does anyone know who the final gym leader there is?
No.
Not at all, but I can tell you in a second.
The gym leader is Voltorb.
Typing
boring. And he is an electric type gym leader who specializes in the move Charger Beam. The other person I was going to say Pokemon who I drew inspiration from is Elisa, who's already the gym leader in Unova. Now, assuming she takes her modeling life more seriously and ditches the whole electric gym leader, I take over in my favorite city, Nimbasa City. And I take over as an electric type being inspired by these 2. My gym, because I've traveled the world, draws inspiration from all other electric gyms. It's a multi-story labyrinth that consists of switches, electric barriers, gears, platforms, roller coasters and elevators and those little spinning switch panels from Team Rocket headquarters, because those are so much fun. So once you get through and you battle other trainers and you finally get to meet, that's where the eighth gym battle begins, assuming things change around and me and Mr. Shrimp trade places. And I have a bit of a gimmick. Most of my Pokemon know I've charge beam. Actually, most of my Pokemon know both charge beam and volt switch, running both strategies. Charge beam because it is an awesome electric type move, great accuracy, great power, and volt switch because it is one of the most annoying yet most effective strategy you can run on an electric type. I did a little more digging into what I was doing for my team than the others, so I'm going to go a little more detailed. Starting off, guys, when you're running against an electric type, gym leader, what type are you going to use?
Ground.
Yes. To take care of that, my first Pokemon is Lantern from the Johto League, a water electric with the ability Water Absorb. I'm giving him a wide lens so that his moves have more accuracy. For stab moves, which are moves that have the same type as Pokemon, I have Volt Switch and Charge Beam, obviously. I have Water in case you're running with a ground type to eliminate that and get that out of the way. But the problem with a water electric is that grass types are super effective. So I gave him Ice Beam as type coverage. Next, my second Pokemon is the ability Static and a Shuka Berry. The Shuka Berry will kind of cover the ground type moves for one turn in case you had another and got past my Lantern.
Wait, why don't you, did you put an air balloon on any one of your Pokemon?
Not yet. I'm getting to that. Obviously, he has Charge Beam and Volt Switch. I'm also giving him Dragon Pulse and Fire Punch for type coverage. My third Pokemon is Chandelure, which is a Fire Ghost type. Even though it's not electric, I love that Pokemon. And it's also great type coverage in case you guys come about with something that can either beat that's not ground. Let's say you come with a grass type, that's where he comes in. His ability is Flame Body, and he has a Choice Scarf to boost his speed. His moves are Shadow Ball, Energy Ball, Energy Ball in case you guys have a Water type and try to kill him, Flamethrower, and Psychic. And last but not least on my normal team is my Ace. My Ace is a Luxray, because guys, who doesn't love Luxray?
I hate Luxray.
Now, why would you say that?
I mean, it's true.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're running a Sinnoh team, chances are you either had Luxray, Garchomp, or Staraptor, or all three on your team at some point.
Oh, I love Garchomp and Staraptor.
Staraptor.
I hate Luxray, though.
Garchomp is OD, and Staraptor is one of my favorite Pokemon. And you know what?
Luxray's a piece of garbage.
And I'm gonna fight you in the world tournament, and I'm gonna kick your sorry ass.
I mean, you gotta get
What?
No, that's a challenge, donkey. And the challenge has been accepted. Luxray's ability is Rivalry, because chances are you're going to have the same gender as Luxray, being as Luxray has a 50-50% chance of being male or female. He also has a Shuka Berry, and that Shuka Berry is going to cover ground type moves for one. He's got Charge Beam and Volt Switch. He also has Fight and Thunder. Now, when the rematch comes along, a lot of my team is similar. Lantern is the same. Ampharos, I gave an Ampharosite to Mega Evolve, so he gains that Dragon type, but aside from that, he's all the same. Chandelure is the exact same. Luxray is still there. And because it's Unova and I haven't included any Unova Pokemon that are actually electric types, I threw in Zip. What?
No, that's just funny.
Oh, yeah. I threw in Zapstrika. Zapstrika has the ability Sap Sipper. I keep thinking Sap Sucker, and that's just so wrong. But it's his ability Sap Sipper. In case you guys have a grass type move, he gains speed. I'm giving him a Life Orb, which will kill him. but will also boost his attack, so hopefully he'll kill you first. He's got Charge Beam, Volt Switch, Flame Charge, and Thunderbolt. My last team, my world team, is Pure Electric. Lantern, Ampharos, Luxray are all the same. I threw in Electikos in order to replace Chandler as a Pure Electric. He has Levitate to cover for ground-type moves, Electric Gem to boost his electric-type moves, and he has Charge Beam, Volt Switch, Acrobatics as soon as he uses that and wastes that Electric Gem, and Rain Dance. Rain Dance to boost the electric-type moves of everyone else. My fifth Pokemon is Vikavolt. Vikavolt I included from Alola. It's a bug electric type with the ability to levitate, also with an electric gem. It has Zap Cannon because it can't learn Charge Beam at all. Volt Switch, Flame Charge for type coverage, and Air Slash. And last but not least, my electric legendary is Zekrom, my absolute favorite legendary. His ability is terrible. I gave him a Zap Plate. His moves are Fusion Bolt, Bolt Strike, his signature moves, Thunder, and Dragon Claw. Now, if you beat me the first time around, I'm going to give you... What's the name of the badge? I wrote it down.
I was wait, are you asking us? We don't...
I don't know. Oh, yeah, it is... I had a badge, too. I had the I had the Supernova badge.
Cool. And what TM did you give people?
Overheat, I think.
I reward the Blackout badge and the TM for Thunder. Now, that being said... We're not gym leaders, but these would be amazing teams to see go into battle. And I'll leave it up to you guys to decide who would be the winner. By next week, I'm going to set up an email. So if you guys have any requests or anything, you can send it to the email. But for now, I want to ask what you guys, being Team We Tried, thought about today's episode. Same order. All right, go ahead.
I thought it was pretty sick. I'm very happy. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like none of us are gonna retire anytime soon.
That I'm the only one who did not kill a gym leader to earn my spot.
Grant, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. You said if she chooses modeling over gym leading.
Oh yeah, what if she didn't?
On your favor. Yeah.
Dun. Well, I was a part of your favor. So I did a lot of horrible things in life.
What? The worst thing Team Rocket's ever done was maybe commit theft on a child.
No.
Didn't work out.
When I run things, a lot happens.
Jesus.
But that'll be for a different episode.
Theft on multiple
speaking
children.
Of different episodes, I want to give a quick preview. Not even the others in Team We Tried know about this. So it's first time release. A quick preview into next week's episode, which will also air on Monday.
Wow.
Now, we all know what happens when the Fire Nation attack. But while Aang or whoever the current Avatar is going around saving the world, what is Team We Tried doing in the Avatar world? What nation are we from?
Hold on.
Don't answer that now. Don't answer that now.
I'm helping the Fire Nation. I'm taking you all out.
See, here's a twist.
And that adds up. He's a fire type gym leader. Oh, no.
Here's a twist. Well, ideas of how we would fit in. That's not how it's going to run. The other three members of Team We Tried are going to discuss how person A, B, C, or D is going to live. In other words, let's say it's me. You three have to discuss how I would live, if I'm a bender, non-bender, what my lifestyle is, everything about me in the Avatar world. Then we'll do the same for Mr. Shrimp, LaRue, and Taco.
You know, real question. Why did Ozai want to burn up the world? Doesn't even make sense.
Better question. Well, actually, two better questions. One, why do they keep going after that guy's cabbages?
Well, because screw that guy.
And two, and
funny.
That guy, the island of Kyoshi. Did that house actually break up with him, or like...
I don't see why.
Obviously.
It that being said, did. Team We Tried, I'll send details later to discuss how we're going to do that so we can have an episode by next Monday. And it's time for our end calls. So starting with Taco, give out your end call as if you were defeated the first time around.
It's called an end card. And if I was defeated, oh no! I've been defeated! But that doesn't mean that you can escape! Misty's situation. Get over here. Stop running.
Jesus.
I didn't say you could go anywhere. Quick, you serve.
This is so long. Not even what she's saying. It's just taking forever.
Mr. Shrimp, you've been defeated by a 10-year-old. It's time for your end card.
My unga was your bunga.
LaRue, you
and then just... I crumple to the floor. No, wait, hold on. I crumple to the floor, and then I do that thing where I literally lift my head and look up to see if you're still there, and then I put my head back down, and then I put my head back up, and if you're still there, I'm like, yo, come on. I got 2 o'clock.
I got it 2 o'clock. LaRue, you've just been defeated by a 10-year-old who figured an all-water team would be the best way to beat you.
I mean, congratulations. You want a cookie or something? Get out of here.
He wants a badge and a TM.
Oh, yeah.
I say that and nothing else happens. if they really walk up with a water type gym, with a water type team, I'm like, damn, man. This is the easiest gym in the world. You don't even fight anybody before you fight me. What's wrong with you?
And last but not least... Thank you guys for listening this far. Thank you, Team We Try, for being a part of another amazing episode. Guys, don't forget to stay connected. And if I'm defeated, Team Rocket will rise again.
Oh.